Hey, can I talk to you? Over 25 years ago, on September 29th, 1998, we watched a brainy girl with curly hair drop everything to follow a guy she only kind of knew all the way to college. And so began Felicity. My name is Juliette Littman, and I'm a Felicity superfan. Join me, Amanda Foreman, who you may know better as Megan, the roommate, and Greg Grunberg, who you may also know as Sean Blunberg, as the three of us revisit our favorite moments from the show and talk to the people who helped shape it. The rewatch begins on March 13th. Listen to Dear Felicity on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by Lincoln in the all-new 2024 Nautilus Hybrid. Featuring a customizable 48-inch panoramic display, available Revel audio system, and available perfect position front seats with active motion massage. Oh my God, the world isn't wide enough. Visit Lincoln.com to learn more. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates.
Welcome to Jam Session. I'm Juliette Littman.
I'm Amanda Dobbins.
I was going to start this podcast and surprise you by saying welcome to American Riviera Orchard, colon Montecito, but I didn't because I just thought that would be too negative of a tone. But Amanda.
Sure. Yeah. You want to start there?
I just do. Riviera Orchard, colon Montecito, or underline. I don't know. Some kind of punctuation.
Is Montecito part of the title, or is it just like
just in the logo? It's like Ralph Lauren New York or whatever.
Right, exactly. It's like when you go to fancy stores and they're like, you know, Montecito, Saint-Tropez, you know, Tokyo.
Sure. Yes, totally.
But I think that American Riviera Orchard only has one location right now, which is Montecito.
In case you don't know, that's the name of Meghan Markle's new venture. The only real details about it are from people reading the trademark files or trademark application that were filed along with the announcement. She rebranded her Meghan Markle Instagram account, reactivated it and rebranded it amidst the Kate furor of last week and still ongoing. It's quite the move, but we'll break it all down. I just wanted to start by saying American Riviera Orchard because no amount of times that you say it does it become a good brand name.
What a disaster. First of all, like on a basic syntax level, too many words, too many syllables, too many words. You know, you needed to pick two of three. I would have argued that American Riviera both could have gone in the trash because even though Santa Barbara and Montecito are known colloquially as the American Riviera, very beautiful area, I'm not really sure that that is how you want to brand yourself if you're trying to reinvent as a woman of the people who makes jam and is relatable and is not some princess in a tower. Just my two cents.
I did not know that Montecito was known as the American Riviera.
Yeah, and Santa Barbara more generally.
Has it always been known as that?
I feel like, I mean, that is sort of like 100 years ago because all of the rich people, this is like Julia Child era. Julia Child was from Pasadena, which is inland in Los Angeles, and it is very beautiful. Would love to be from Pasadena, but I can't afford the property or the taxes. But because it's hot in the summer, everyone from Pasadena would decamp to Santa Barbara, which is like 120 miles away. I know this because I was just Google mapping it for my own needs, and is like set. Santa Barbara is right along the coast and there are mountains like very close to it. So it's like a very dramatic landscape, somewhat reminiscent of the Mediterranean. And
I just want to, I don't find it at all reminiscent of the Mediterranean.
Okay. Well,
that's my personal note.
I would agree. There are some main differences. There is a highway running, like a major highway running along pretty much the entirety of the coastline. Santa Barbara, actually, it does deviate a little bit. So there are a few blocks away from the 101.
Montecito, the highway goes right through it, though.
Yeah. It's really very confusing. And yeah, I would say in terms of culture, food, it's primarily dominated by aerospace money and people who wear like Goyard bags and lots of jewelry that is purchasable on the internet. So which is also where I buy my jewelry. More like Instagram jewelry is I think what I mean by that. Like, you know, like Jenny Bird or whatever the hell that is. I get those ads all the time.
Is that
Robin Wright advertising Jenny Bird, or is it someone who looks like Robin Wright?
I've never received this ad. I currently get exclusively swimsuits and Monsieur Gabrielle. Those are the only ads I get right now.
Oh, okay. I mean, I do like some of the, I like the Monsieur Gabrielle bags.
I do too. Yeah. It led me to look at them on the Real Real, and I was like, this is still too expensive for me. Nevertheless,
I think there's probably a lot of Monsieur Gabrielle in Montecito as well. But yeah. So Instagram targeted, the 30 and over Instagram targeted ads is like what's happening on the American Riviera. So maybe in some sense, this, you know, jam company and cooking show, which is apparently right, the trademark revealed that there were plans for a show, a retail store, and like
chutneys.
Jams and jellies.
Yeah.
And yeah, chutneys.
And like
because
linens.
That's Megan's passion. I don't know what to say.
American Riviera Orchard is one of the worst names they could have come up with. And I want to say naming things is hard. When we were naming The Ringer, it was really hard. I really remember the episode of Startup where they talk about naming Gimlet. Like, naming things is hard, I get it. But American Riviera Orchard is really bad, especially because Montecito is not known for its orchards. I'm not saying it doesn't have any, but it is not known for orange groves or apple orchards or cherry orchards. Like, you know, wine nearby, yes, that's different. But, you know, it's just a really, really, really hilariously bad name. And the move of the reason that they announced it last week on March 14th was it was the fourth anniversary of the so-called Freedom Flight, the flight when they left the United Kingdom to go to Canada. So it's like a personal milestone. It's like a personal moment for them, that date.
Okay. Which is also, by the way, like one day after the anniversary of the entire world shutting down for the COVID-19 pandemic.
That's correct.
So it's like, you know, even there, like maybe have some broader awareness of what people are remembering about that time. You know what I'm saying? Well, like, yeah, not everyone got their flight to Canada, to like their private island, and then to Tyler Perry's house.
Right. It's just like, yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's like, it's not a date that many people are going to think of ever. So like, did they have to announce American Riviera Orchard on March 14th, 2024, amidst the craziest royal scandal?
I mean, just
maybe since the death of Diana.
Just... Well, I don't know. I mean, Andrew also exists, you know?
Sure.
That was a whole thing.
That's like objectively a worse thing to happen. But the hysteria over Kate is much greater than the hysteria over Andrew, which speaks a lot about our world. But
yes. Yeah.
Anyway.
That's also very true. You know, yet another in a string of unforced errors from these individuals. I mean, that's the first thing I texted you. I was like, what is she doing? Just take the win, you know? Like, these people are spontaneously combusting in public. They can't get anything right. You just gotta like ride the wave and look sane and cool by comparison, because you are really far away. You didn't want to put up with this shit. You left.
Yeah, it's like, and like they were getting, you know, all this validation for like the decisions they made, and then they announced American Riviera Orchard. So
like in
stupid.
The middle, it's so, and I'm like, did you was it your intention to try to like steal the news cycle? Did you think that the positive comparisons like would help? Are you just like on your own blissfully unaware timeline?
I think it's purely based on like the March 14th for them and like their own timeline. That is my guess.
It's like literally, do you know how many major news organizations had like 4 years since COVID packages? You know, it's just like get one person who understands the media, one person.
The other thing that was happening last week was that there was a event honoring Diana and like winners of these awards where Will and Harry were both a part of it. Will in person, Harry via Skype or Zoom. Harry didn't join the link until after Will had left the premises of the event because like that's the disdain and the enmity they have right now. And
so can I just say, on the one hand, that's like obviously very sad, you know, like these two men lost their mother at a young age. They like refused to even be in the same like Zoom room.
It is really sad. Despite me laughing, it is really sad.
On the other hand, it is sort of the most Diana coded thing imaginable, you know, like the level of fight and public manipulation to express how angry you are at this person and how wrongly you've been done by this person is like deeply Diana.
Who do you think is expressing that? Will or Harry?
I would assume it's both, but probably leading with Will.
That's what I was thinking too. Yeah.
But then it's like, I'm sure Harry receives it in fury and is like, okay, so what can I do to retaliate against this? You know?
No, have my wife announce American Riviera Orchard. The timing is just all so crazy. As you said, take the win, just keep it quiet for a little bit longer and like find a moment that makes sense. Like, I don't know, what about the anniversary of your marriage or the anniversary or just a random day in July?
Or like, what about once you've made a jam?
Right, you know? Well, it's just a product. Like, it's a great
okay,
point.
Okay, and so now I would like to talk about the concept of product a little bit, okay? So it's being tipped, branded largely as lifestyle, right? Mm-hmm. So everyone's like, oh, she's doing her Goop. She's doing her Honest. She's doing her...
Her what? What was the second one?
Honest.
What's that? Oh, Honest, like Jessica
Alba. Yeah, the Jessica Alba, which like is so successful that I think we forget that it was just Jessica Alba being like, here are some baby
diapers.
Wipes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But listen, they're apparently very good. We're still a Pampers family, but those wipes, I've used them. They're nice. So, you know, her like Cameron Diaz wine, like, her J-Lo beauty, you know, all of these things, like everyone has a thing in this space. A lot of references were made to Blake Lively's erstwhile
sepia toned website.
Sure. That I believe was called Preserve.
I don't remember. I'll look it up.
Yeah. Anyway. So sure. Thriving space, you know, and like, who am I to say that being into nice bed sheets and cooking and, you know, whatever things make a lovely domestic space is wrong, because I enjoy literally all of those things. And as do you, we spend a lot of time on it.
Luxury. Yes. I just want to know, you're correct. Blake Lively's was called Preserve.
But there's something about jam that is like, that is reading really trad wife weird to me at this moment. And maybe that is because, you know, trad wife is
having a moment
in having a moment as well. And just like Meghan Markle alleging that she's like running around her orchards in Montecito, of which I don't think she has that many because we've all seen the property listings, and then like stirring fruit preserves with like a lot of sugar. It's like a lot of sugar. And part of me is just like, I don't believe that your children are allowed to eat this much processed sugar.
I was thinking she doesn't eat this much processed sugar.
Sure. Yeah. But there is also like a, you know, sugar is the devil for your children and only give them like agave or whatever.
Sure.
Fruit. Once it's like, yeah, sure. So it's like, oh, I don't believe that refined sugar is allowed in your home. Or that it's there on a regular basis. And that also like that this is your passion that we have known nothing about until this very moment.
I found some of the imagery of her, like, there was like some kind of blurred out reel that was released that sort of like reminded me of like an amalgam of Tradwife meets It's Complicated, the film by Nancy Meyers.
One of my favorite Nancy Meyers films. We watched it just last week. I believe it's on Netflix right now.
It's a great one. It had the sort of like Portico. You know, they have the scene where Meryl Streep is like walking to like wherever. She's like walking
to the town. She's going to the plastic surgeon because one of her eyes is, her eyelids like, is drooping.
And it's like very pretty, like stone portico, right? Like I feel like Megan, there's like a shot of her like kneeling down in like a gown in a similar type of setting. I also just feel like she's trying to channel like Ina a little bit.
Oh, sure. Yeah, of course.
And that's the most offensive part to me. Like that she thinks that like that's something that she could just kind of co-opt. It's just so phony and so shallow. Like, at least with some of the other people that you mentioned, there's a sense that like it's something that they like really wanted to do instead of like being part of a playbook. And, you know, I think that Jessica Alba, I don't know if she had like a huge passion for all things having that the Honest Company now makes, but I do believe that at the beginning, this was like something she kind of like really cared about.
Yeah.
It's hard to like believe in like the quote authenticity of this endeavor, especially because the name is so pointless. Like there's nothing about it that suggests to me like some, like a real like character to the company, to the business.
Right. Or anything. It's so confused. It's like the associations of American Riviera and Orchard are different, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what she's trying to communicate. I mean, I do like a good jam.
I love jam. You know? Sarah Beth preserves are one of my favorite foods. So good.
I took a flyer on a new type of jam at the grocery store recently.
What'd you get?
I don't remember the name, which is good because it looked fancy, but it's kind of, it's not my fave. I mean, it's fine. It's
low
fine.
Sugar? Is it low sugar?
It's lower sugar. Yeah.
That sucks.
So I didn't know that when I bought it. You know, I thought that it just looked like really like the kind of jam you get in France, right? Mm. With your croissant or your tartine in the morning. And so I didn't know, but like, you know, now we have this jam and I'm not going to not use it, right? Like we have to go through the whole thing of jam before we get new ones because we're not wasting in this household. But it's like, I look forward to everything a little bit less now, you know, because the jam's not as good.
That's really sad. I'm really sorry for you.
Isn't it sad? Yeah. I also like, I think Knox, my son, has noticed and doesn't like it as much. Like he'll take the PB&J and open it and like kind of only lick the peanut butter side.
Ouch.
I know. And then like somehow the jam side ends up on the floor. His interest in an open face sandwich is also just like a area of interest and concern for me right now.
Maybe he's just focused on surface area right now. He's learning about the concept.
Yeah. But I mean, it's just in terms of cleanliness, it's really not what you want, you know?
Sure.
So listen, I would love it if the jams were good.
I wish her the best. I also think there's a level of appropriation with chutney, which is just really funny.
Yes, I agree with that.
And yeah, I mean, good Godspeed. This is a true we wish you well. Like,
can we talk about jelly for just one more second?
Sure, yeah.
How are you? Where are you on a hot pepper jelly?
I can't have spice.
Cheese. Oh, yeah, that's
right. It's a no-go for me. I've challenged. So it's not happening, but I support you.
It's truly one of my favorite things in the world is a cheese board with... And maybe this is like a Southern thing. I don't know. It's widely available. But yeah, like the cheese, the hot pepper jelly, the cracker. Oh my God, I want some right now.
I do love pimento cheese. Speaking of Southern things on a cheese board.
With some spice. The hot pepper jelly is not, it's sweeter than spicy.
I'm very sensitive.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
I know that about you. Okay. Anyway, good luck, I guess. We'll be watching the TV show.
Definitely be watching the TV show. I mean, she should just fucking go back on Suits LA. It's the biggest thing. It's the best thing she could do. Just be an actress. That's enough.
Yeah.
For us, at least.
Yeah.
Maybe she's not employable as an actress. Who knows?
This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. You'll know real when you get it.
It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over two decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com, tap the banner to learn more. Baseball is something else. This episode is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle. The less your business spends, the more margin of money you have. I think that's pretty obvious for everyone, but actually doing it, that's easier said than done because the cost of everything is going up these days. So do the smart thing. Switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth so you can easily reduce costs and headaches. NetSuite specifically helps by reducing IT costs since it lives in the cloud with no hardware required and cutting the costs of maintaining multiple systems since everything you need is on one suite. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. See for yourself how effective NetSuite can be and try it out today. And by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/ringer. That is netsuite.com/ringer.
All right, let's talk about Kate.
Okay. Speaking of local food stores and jams and jellies and farmers markets.
The Sun has an article today, Monday, that though she was not photographed, Kate was seen at the local farm shop with Will yesterday looking happy, healthy, and relaxed. Those are the three adjectives used repeatedly. Okay. Happy, healthy, and relaxed. Again, not photographed. So whoever is responsible for this story does not believe in the maxim pics or it didn't happen. And the... what are they these days? The Waleses. The Waleses' attempt to combat all of the rumors has begun, however meekly, with this Sun story.
Mm-hmm. They also leaked something to the Sunday Times, the British Sunday Times, which is like their newspaper of choice. It's the conservative, posh, royal-friendly newspaper.
Both the Sun and the Times are part of Rupert Murdoch Industries.
But they leaked a story saying that, like, quote-unquote, sources say they're taking it seriously and that Kate will like talk about her health at some point in the future once she returns to public. Okay.
So this has begun. Again, no pics.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't say this has done a lot to quiet people's speculation. I mean, the Sun story about going to the farm shop is pretty new, but even so, again, there's no photos. So people are going to be like, okay, where's the proof of life? Like, why should we believe this? It's just, it remains to be handled so poorly. It's unbelievable.
It does. But I will also say, like, that on the other hand, things have gone completely wild. And so
the rumors are very ugly.
Well, the rumors are really ugly, and the rumors are just sort of like we've lost all sense of fact-based reporting in our gossip.
A weird thing is that a lot of people interpreted media outlets resurfacing old headlines about Rose Hanbury to be a quote-unquote soft launch versus what I think we both consider them to be, which is a brazen attempt at clickbait because they have these articles written from years ago and they just like resurface them.
And also, I think like a little bit of like internal pissiness within the UK because there are a lot of UK specific media restrictions on reporting on the royal family's, well, anyone's health, but also the royal family's health. There are like things that the UK papers are quote unquote forbidden from talking about that other outlets or the internet at large goes nuts with. And so then they're like, okay, well, we can't talk about this, but we can do this instead. And the UK tabloids are that savvy and petty. No, but so while you were asleep last night for 30 minutes on Twitter, everyone thought Charles the King was dead.
KC3. Why did they think
KC3? Because we live in insanity now. And someone, just like a random Twitter person, posted, I think sort of as a joke, there is allegedly some sort of a royal announcement coming this week. I don't know what it is. Like, you know. And whenever it's that, it's like, oh, someone's retiring that you've never heard of. And you're like, I don't care. So someone posted about that, just like Twitter user XYZ, and said that the BBC presenters were now wearing black and the BBC logo is now black and all of these things that we've been trained to understand are the sign of the monarch dying, which we know from Queen Elizabeth, but also from that Great Guardian piece by Sam Knight, which if you've never read it, about all her funeral plans. So, and then it truly went viral. It spread like wildfire. And so this like completely, you know, unfounded thing, everyone starts going, and then people are doing the memes about like King Charles dying on St. Patrick's Day, because, you know, that is a day of significance to the Irish people. And also a British monarch dying is significant to many parts of the Irish people. And but like I had our, like Chris and Sean, our friends, were texting me memes being like, the king is dead. And I was like, I'm trying to watch a movie from 1977 for the big picture. Like, what, you know, bad things are happening to Diane Keaton on the screen. I was watching Looking for Mr. Goodbar. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Interesting movie. She goes on some sexual exploration. Richard Gere is involved, and then other bad things happen.
Oh.
Spoiler, I guess. But enough that everyone was like, oh, yeah, Charles is dead. And I was like, okay, well, now I got to stop this movie. I got to trace all the Twitter thing. You know, I got to do it. I got to check the sources because no one else is. And like, even within the original text, the person is like, oops, I didn't mean for this to go viral. Like, you know, like, and everyone's like, it's 4 a.m. No one's wearing black on the BBC, you know, all of these things. And it's just like, we're at such a fever pitch about these people right now.
Yeah, people want to believe something crazy.
Exactly.
Like, people are going to be disappointed when it's like, yeah, she had surgery, it went awry, and she's been recovering.
And there is now no, like, central... And in large part, this is, like, the royal family's fault. But there's no place to actually check for real facts. You know what I'm saying? There is, up is down. We've gone completely through the looking glass. The people on Reddit being like, you know, those are Rose Hanbury's hands, like, in the photo... are like now treated as like actual experts, you know, the Vogue photo thing, which we were talking about last week, but people were still repeating it days later. It's just like a vacuum of insanity. So I guess I don't know how you fix that at this point. I guess if she did like a sit down and was like, yes, I've had a colostomy bag, sorry. Like, I didn't want it photographed, but that seems unlikely.
I think you have to do a sit down with someone who is like perceived to be like a hostile or like enemy reporter.
Okay.
So it's like there's some kind of credibility, but of course I wouldn't do that. I don't know how you fix this. This will linger for a very long time.
Yeah.
I also just want to say, like last week, I also still believe that I don't think their marriage is even remotely perfect. Like, I know, like, none are, but I also, like, if they were actually, like, divorced or getting divorced, or, like, do get divorced in the next, like, 5 years, I feel like people will just be like, see, we always knew. And it's like, maybe, but I also, like, perhaps that was, like, already in motion, or maybe that wasn't. I mean, who knows? Like, I do think that, like, forever, their credibility is really shot.
And yeah.
And, like, it's very hard to escape, like, the low hum of conspiracy theory when it has spread this far. And, you know, it's just kind of, like, it's part of the narrative now going forward, which is nuts, but it's true.
Yeah. They really messed this up.
They really did. But bungled it.
But maybe American Riviera Orchard is coming to save them.
Maybe. When I was thinking about, like, what else is happening in the world of celebrity post-Oscars and amid this, the Kate craziness, I was just like, really? Nothing else. Like, this is a moment unlike anything else. Like, people care about what, like, care about Kate and Kate jokes so much more than they've cared about anything else in, like, the broadest definition of pop culture in so long. I mean, the only thing that's, like, on par is, like, Taylor Swift, and she's kind of, like, taken a beat without cameras. Right.
Yeah, because it's off season, yeah, in between tour stops.
In between footballs, you know, off for the moment. Yeah. So it's really wild. It's really been dominant. The only thing that I really want, else I wanted to talk through with you was if you think that Meryl Streep and Martin Short are dating.
I do think that they are in a special relationship, you know.
So like England and America in the 90s.
So photos leaked of Meryl Streep and Martin Short sitting very cozily together at a Broadway show. Do you know what show it was?
I don't.
Yeah.
Like a check.
Have I ever told you about the time I sat next to Meryl Streep at a Broadway show?
No, you haven't.
I was literally in the seat next to her, and she was there with all three daughters. It was at a production of Gypsy. Mm. And she did this amazing thing where everybody else would laugh at, you know, at a funny part of the show, and then the laughter would die down, and then Meryl would, like, release her Meryl laugh. So you knew that Meryl approved. It was really special stuff. She's wonderful.
They went to see Merrily We Roll Along, which I'm, like, the only person in New York who didn't like. But anyway.
Okay. But you don't know whether they liked it. They just went to see it.
I think someone posted on social media that they liked it or something.
Okay. Well, sure. Because they're trying to deflect from everything else.
Yeah.
But it's been rumored for a while. They have looked friendly at awards shows. I guess they were on Only Murders in the Building together.
Yes, that's correct. It's very popular. Okay. Say that like that's like not a popular show. It's quite popular.
I know it's quite popular, but I'm just like, it's on season four, and you know, every esteemed actor from the 70s is now on it. And I'm like, what's, and Selena Gomez. And yes. So Selena Gomez didn't do the murders in the first season.
I don't think so. You know, the other like accompanying rumor is that she was telling that back at the Golden Globes, she was telling Taylor Swift about Martin Short and Meryl Streep.
Okay. Oh, that's a good
it's
one.
Fun.
I like
it's
that.
A fun rumor. Fun. Yeah.
So it certainly seems like there's something going on. Like, once again, am I speculating on the level of sex between these two people? I don't know. You know, it could be frequent.
It all could be it's complicated in this
platonic
podcast.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. So, but yeah, it certainly seems like it's a thing.
Meryl Streep's outfit to the Grammys is going to stick with me for a long time. The high-end pajamas she wore. She looked great.
Yeah.
That's how I want to dress.
And the entrance, that was very funny.
It was just it all worked for me.
I'm sure they look happy. So
they do.
Whatever is going on with them, that seems great.
It's working. All right, everybody. Stay safe out there on the Kate internet. Don't believe almost
check your
anything.
Sources. If we've taught you nothing, just check your sources. Okay. You can still participate in the memes, but check your sources.
I love the memes. I love sending them to people I know. The memes are so fun.
They're good. They're really good.
Thank you to our producer, Jade Whaley. We'll be back next week.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.